Salve, Sancta Parens, enixa puerpera regem, qui celum terramque regit, in saecula saeculorum. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God in the highest. And peace to all creatures on earth. Virgin born, we bow before thee. Blessed was the womb that bore thee. Mary, mother meek and mild, blessed was she in her child. Blessed was the breast that fed thee. Blessed was the hand that led thee. Blessed was the parent's eye. Watched thy slumbering infancy. Blessed she by all creation, who brought forth the world's salvation. Blessed they forever blessed, most who love and serve thee best. Virgin born, we bow before thee. Blessed was the womb that bore thee, Mary, mother meek and mild. Blessed was she in her child. Oh, wonderful exchange! The Creator of the human race assumes our human nature, choosing to be born of a virgin, and by becoming human, bestows divinity on us. Alleluia. My soul give thanks to Adonai. All my being bless the holy name. My soul give thanks to Adonai and never forget all these blessings. Bless God who forgives all your sin, who heals every one of your ills, who snatches you free from death, who enfolds you with tender compassion, who fills your life with goodness and gives you the strength of an eagle. Adonai does deeds of justice and defends the poor and oppressed, teaches God's ways to Moses and God's deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassion and love, patient and rich in mercy. God will not accuse us for long, nor bring our sins to trial, nor exact from us in kind, nor give us what our sins deserve. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who trust. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Oh, wonderful exchange! The Creator of the human race assumes our human nature, choosing to be born of a virgin, and by becoming human, bestows divinity on us. Alleluia. In your marvelous virgin birth, the prophecies were fulfilled. Like the dew upon the fleece, you came down to save humankind. Alleluia. As tender as a parent to a child, so gentle is God to those who love. Adonai knows how we are made, remembers we evolved from dust. As for us, our days are like grass, our prime like a flower in bloom. The wind blows, and the flower goes, and our place is left empty again. But God's love is everlasting, God's justice beyond all time, for those who pray and who love, when they keep their covenant in truth, and keep God's will in their hearts. Adonai reigns from the heavens, rules over all there is. Give thanks and bless God, you angels, strong and quick to obey, attending to the voice of God's word. Bless Adonai, you heavenly powers, eager to serve God's will. Give thanks to Adonai, all you creatures, everywhere under God's rule. My soul, give thanks to Adonai. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. In your marvelous virgin birth, the prophecies were fulfilled. Like the dew upon the fleece, you came down to save humankind. Alleluia. A flower has appeared from the root of Jesse. A star has risen out of Jacob. A virgin has given birth to the Savior. Let us praise our God. Servants of God, sing praise. Praise God's holy name. Bless the name of the Holy One, both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the holy name. Adonai towers above the nations. God's glory shines over the heavens. Who compares to the Holy One, who is enthroned so high, yet stoops from the heights to look down, to observe both heaven and earth. Loveless the humble from the dust, and raises the poor from the mire, to be seated with leaders of the people, and to wear a crown of joy. The childless, no longer alone, rejoice in many children. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A flower has appeared from the root of Jesse. A star has risen out of Jacob. A virgin has given birth to the Savior. Let us praise our God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory. The glory as of the Abba's only Son, full of grace and truth, from whose fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Abba's heart, who has revealed God to us. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This day the Holy One was pleased to be born to us of a virgin, in order to bring back to heaven those who were lost. This day the Holy One was pleased to be born to us of a virgin, in order to bring back to heaven those who were lost. There is joy among the hosts of angels, because eternal salvation has appeared to us, in order to bring back to heaven those who were lost. This day the Holy One was pleased to be born to us of a virgin, in order to bring back to heaven those who were lost. How great is the mystery of our inheritance. How great is the mystery of our inheritance. A virgin's womb becomes the temple of God, and our God, indwelling and saving our flesh, suffers not the sin of our origin. All humankind will come to Him and say, Glory be to you, O Lord. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How great is the mystery of our inheritance. A virgin's womb becomes the temple of God, and our God, indwelling and saving our flesh, suffers not the sin of our origin. All humankind will come to Him and say, Glory be to You, O Lord.
Incarnate Word of God and Son of Mary of Nazareth, in Your compassion, hear our prayer. Gabriel brought the invitation to Mary. Give us her courage to say, Let Your will be done. She conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. May Your Spirit make us bearers of the Word. You and your parents were migrants and refugees from violence. May we welcome those who flee poverty and war. Simeon and Anna recognized You in the temple and foretold the suffering Your love would entail. Help us to recognize You in others and comfort those whose hearts are pierced with sorrow. You entrusted Your mother to the beloved disciple. May we include all who suffer loss in our circle of prayer and concern. Your coming on earth marked the beginning of a new age. May this New Year's Day mark the renewal of all creation. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One, Source of all light and life, the Virgin Mary conceived and bore a Son who is called Wonderful God and Prince of Peace. May her bold consent and Let It Be inspire all of us to say yes when You call, and bring the Word to birth each day of this new year. We ask this and all things in the name of Your incarnate Word, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit in the power of love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Word made flesh of the Virgin Mary, full of grace and truth, bless us and keep us. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.